Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen this morning on the Morning Roundup, and with me on the line, I have from Cedar Valley Hospice, it's Suzanne Benda. Suzanne, thanks for taking the time today to speak with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Managed to see that you guys have something big coming up here in the week. Let's talk about it.
All right. We have our Margarita Night. Tiki's, tapas, and tequila for Cedar Valley Hospice. That's happening next Friday. That's April 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. And that is a big fundraiser for us so that we can continue to offer our services to all those people that need it.
Very good, very good. So how many years has this been going on, the fundraiser?
Well, we've had the fundraiser for several years, but of course, because of COVID, the last couple years, it has not happened. So we're really glad to be back in action and having something. This is a little different than in years past. We've had a plated dinner and a sit-down kind of event where people can learn a lot about Cedar Valley Hospice, and though we'll still have educational moments, this is going to be a lot more about mingling and having fun and some social time. And we have amazing, amazing silent auction items this year to feature. So I'm very excited about all the things that people could bid on.
Absolutely. Speaking with Suzanne Benda here from Cedar Valley Hospice. Now, during the fundraiser, you did mention about silent auction items. What will we be expecting to bid on for this year?
There's something really for everyone. We have a Galena trip with golf. We have a condo week stay in Sarasota, Florida that we're offering. We have a Mexico trip for two people. We've got tons of gift cards, and we've got an acupuncture. We have a massage and an Irish Fest package. We actually have a puppy that we're going to auction off to, a Labradoodle, which is really exciting. He is just born, and so he won't be there that evening because he's too young, but we will be able to auction him off. So that's an exciting new, something we've never had before at our silent auction. But lots of things, just, you know, a lot of golf packages, season, we got a golf club, we have just lots of fun things for really about anyone who would want to find something.
Very good. Speaking with Suzanne Benda here from Cedar Valley Hospice, the fundraiser is happening again one time?
6 p.m. Friday, April 22nd.
Okay, very good. And as we talked a little bit, kind of scratching the surface, what Cedar Valley Hospice, what do you guys do normal day-to-day during the course of the weeks?
Well, Cedar Valley Hospice is primarily for anybody who needs hospice services, and it doesn't, we don't, you know, everybody, we will serve anybody who would need our services, and anybody can refer our services, and I think that's important to note, because if you're feeling like maybe you're somebody who needs that help, reach out, because they will definitely go through the process and help you along and get you the help that you need. We also offer grief services, and that's to anyone in our community, whether you've used our services or not, that's something that you can take part in. If you're, you know, again, needing the help, we're there. We want to be there for anyone and everyone that needs our services. So those are a couple of the things. We also offer palliative care for somebody who's maybe not quite to the use of hospice. And again, we can help you and figure out, you know, what would be the next step to take to get that help.
All right. For more information, Suzanne, how can we get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can go to our website. That would be very helpful, and that explains a lot to more of our services. And that's www.cvhospice.org. Or you can call our line at the office. That's 319-277-2002.
Very good. Suzanne Benda here from Cedar Valley Hospice. Again, a fundraiser. Really looking forward to you guys having a great turnout over there, and looking forward to some great things ahead moving forward. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on, and everybody, cheers to Margarita Nights.